This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 3. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 13. It says there, "God have mercy on me, a sinner." End of quote. Today we're going to discuss two mindsets to choose. The more I know God and the more I grow spiritually, I know this fact along with many other mature believers. This is the truth. I have to apply the benefits of the good news, the gospel, every day and every moment of my life. I need to remind me and preach to me the truth of the gospel on an ongoing basis. The mindset of the tax collector was different from the Pharisee. The religious leader, the Pharisee, stood by himself and prayed, "God, I thank you that I am not like the other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast 2 times a week and give a tenth of all I receive." End of quote. You see, the Pharisee compared himself with the tax collector, who was of course ignored and hated by the society. And the Pharisee thought he is far better than the tax collector. Although he must have known the truth being a teacher, he acted foolishly in the sight of the Almighty God. The Bible says, "But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to the heaven. He beat his breast and said to God, 'God, have mercy on me, a sinner.'" This is our today's Bible insight. After watching both people, Jesus Christ gave the final verdict. Jesus said this about the tax collector. He said, "I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God." End of quote. The tax collector pleaded for mercy on him because he knew he is still a sinner. I believe this is called allocating or assigning the gospel, appropriating the gospel in our everyday Christian life. You see, we are the recipients of God's mercy for sure. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In Jesus Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us." End of quote. Did you notice God lavished his grace, mercy and kindness on us in the person and the work of Jesus Christ by putting all our sins on him, on Jesus Christ? Moreover, all day and each moment of our life, we receive God's mercies and kindness, don't we? Still, you know, I identify myself with this tax collector. I do not want to identify myself with a Pharisee. Why? Because I still need God's mercy, and I still live in this sinful flesh, in this sinful world. I need ongoing cleansing and forgiveness from God. I know I am an object of his mercy, because even my best deeds are tainted by sin when God looks at it. I am still a WIP, means work in progress. Therefore, I need to pray, "God, have mercy on me." I still need his mercy. Yes, I do. Isn't it true that we need to appropriate and apply the gospel in our life every day? When I preach to others, I have to preach to me the fundamental points of the gospel. I need his grace gravely and desperately. "Lord, have mercy on me." In the olden days, I thought gospel message is for those who did not come to the Lord Jesus Christ yet. Yes, it is true that I need to share the good news, the gospel, with others who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. However, as I grow in Christ, I understand I need the gospel and I need to apply that in my life on an ongoing basis. I know how unworthy I am, like this tax collector, in the presence of a holy and awesome God. I haven't arrived yet on the other beautiful shore. I am still a traveler there. On the way, Satan accuses us about our shortcomings. Other people criticize us because we are not up to their expected humanly designed bar. However, when I plead on God's mercy and seek His help, Jesus Christ reminds me of the gospel, that His grace is sufficient for me. He says His power is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. You know, God sent us home with His justification and blessings when we pray like the tax collector. Beloved, it is our choice to choose the path of the Pharisee or the tax collector. However, I would humbly suggest the mindset of the tax collector. I know my Lord loves it and adds blessings to it. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank You for Your word, and I still need Your mercy and grace every day. I believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to this world and died for all of my sins, and He rose again on the third day. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord today. Lord, please lavish Your mercy and grace on me today. And I know I need Your grace and mercy every day of my life. Have mercy on me, Lord. I worship You and I adore You. Thank You for saving me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.